today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on the commemoration of the assassination of Shia's first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We offer to you this episode of today's special. Dear brothers and sisters, today Monday is the 19th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we express our sorrow and grief on the commemoration of Imam Ali's assassination. Shia's first Imam. At the first step of this episode of today's special, we'll listen to chapter 33 of the Holy Quran, verse 33.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا.
And abide in your houses, and do not display yourselves as was the display of the former times of ignorance. And establish prayer, and give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah intends only to remove from you the impurity of sin, O people of the Prophet's household, and to purify you with extensive purification.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
According to Shia scholars, this verse was revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, in the house of his wife, Umm Salama. During its revelation, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein, peace be upon them all, were also there with him. After the verse was revealed, the Prophet used his cloak to cover himself, Ali, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein, peace be upon them all. So they are the Ashabul Kisa, they known as the people of the cloak. Raising his hands in prayer, he said, O God, my household are these four people. Remove any impurities from them.
His last salat Ali led, Ali was struck on the head. We all shall miss you, O Haida, we all shall miss you. After he rose from Sajda, Ali was stuck in Kufa. We all shall miss you, O Haidar. We all shall miss you. Warrior of Khaybar, our leader Haidar.
On the anniversary of the assassination of Imam Ali, Shia's first Imam, We listen to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. On the 19th of Ramadan month of the year 40 AH, Imam Ali came to the mosque in Kufa for his morning prayers. Imam Ali gave the call for prayer and became engaged in leading the congregation. Ibn Muljim pretending to pray, and when Imam Ali was in a state of prostration, Ibn Muljim dealt a heavy stroke with his sword, inflicting a deep wound on Imam Ali's head. The Holy Prophet had prophesied the assassination of Imam Ali. He said, "O Ali, I see before my eyes thy beard dyed with the blood of thy forehead." They assassinated Imam Ali at his finest time, the hour of standing before Allah the Exalted, during a prayer of submission in the best of days, while fasting during the month of Ramadan, and in the highest and purest divine places, the Mosque of Kufa. The crime remains one of the cruelest acts because it was not against one man, but against the whole Islamic leadership.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam and his distinctive characteristics are reported in the Holy Quran, Hadith, and historical sources. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that the virtues of Ali alayhi salam are innumerable, according to another Hadith. Retelling, writing, and listening to the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam brings about forgiveness of sins. Imam Ali's virtues are of two types: exclusive virtues and virtues shared by other members of Ahlul Bayt. The verses of Wilaya, Sail, and Al-Infaq verse, the hadith of Qadir, Tayr, Manzilah, and birth inside the Kaaba, and his giving charity while he was in ruku' of his prayer are among his exclusive virtues. During the Umayyad rule, retelling the virtues of Imam Ali alayhi salam was banned, and those who related them were persecuted. Moreover, Muawiyah would encourage people to fabricate virtues for others, virtues for other companions of the Prophet, parallel to those of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Nevertheless, numerous virtues have been recorded in Shia and Sunni hadith collections for Imam Ali alayhi salam. Many Shia and Sunni scholars also composed monographs on the virtues of the Imam alayhi salam, such as Fadail Amir al-Mu'mineen, The Virtues of the Commander of the Faithful by Ibn Hanbal. Khasa'is Amir al-Mu'mineen, Exclusive Virtues of the Commander of the Faithful by al-Nasa'i. And Umdat Uyun Sahih al-Akhbar fi Manaqib Imam al-Abrar, The Major Springs of Authentic Reports on the Virtues of the Leaders of the Righteous by Ibn Batriq. The virtues of Imam Ali salam are reflected in a set of Quranic verses and hadiths and historical sources, as we said. By virtues, we mean attributes and characteristics that make one superior to other people. In Shia theological works, the virtues of Imam Ali al-Islam are used to demonstrate that he was the rightful successor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
وكان من صفات أمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه أنه يقرأ القرآن في كل ليلة يقرأ القرآن في آناء الليل وأطراف النهار قائما ليله
عليا تبتنا علي أنه يقرأ القرآن
this part, we get familiar with the ibadah of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. The fourth Imam described the great ibadah of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. His color had paled from keeping awake all night, eyes sore from weeping, forehead and nose, bruised due to prolonged sajda, and his feet and ankles were swollen from standing in salah. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said to his companion Ammar ibn Yasir, "O Ammar, if all people take one path and Ali takes another path, you should follow the path of Ali, for he will lead you to salvation." Only he had the right to proclaim, "Fustu wa Rabb al-Kaaba, by the Lord of the Kaaba, I have succeeded." Anyone who claims that Imam Ali is his master should walk in his path and consider him as his role model. Dear brothers and sisters, on the anniversary of Imam Ali's assassination, accept our condolences.
Tears stream and voices hum. Don't go, Ali, please come. Don't go, Ali, please come. I raise my hands and pray. I wanted you to stay. I wanted you to stay.
About the personality of Imam Ali and unique qualities of him, we can say Imam Ali was raised by the Prophet himself and was truly the Prophet's shadow for most of his life. Even when the Prophet went out to nearby mountains, the young Imam was his companion. Imam Ali recalled some of these moments when he said, "Every year the Prophet used to go in seclusion to cave of Hira, where I saw him, but no one else did. After the Prophet received revelation, the first man to outwardly accept the Prophet's message was Imam Ali. Upon the Muslim migration to Medina, the Prophet paired each one of the Muslim migrants with a Muslim brother from the people of Medina or Ansar. Imam Ali came up to Prophet saying, "You have not paired me with a brother." Prophet Muhammad then replied, "You are my brother in this world and the hereafter."
Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullahi alayhi, one day listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Prophet starts shedding his tears, crying. He says, "Ya Rasulullah, what makes you cry?" He said, "I cry for the sanctity that will be not respected in this month, Ya Ali, when this wicked man comes and makes your head bleed and dyes your beard from it." Amir al-Mu'mineen then has one concern, one thing. He says, "Ya Rasulallah, wa yakunu thalika fi salamatin min dini?" Would I at that time be on the right path? My yaqeen is good, my certainty, my faith. He said, "Yes, Ya Ali, indeed." He says, "Then we don't care at that moment, as long as we are with the haqq." Until finally, when he was struck by the sword of Ibn Muljam, at that moment, that wound, he sees it as a blessing, as a victory, when he says, "Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'ba." I have won by the Lord of the Kaaba. This is what I have been waiting for years.
On these sad occasions, the assassination and the martyrdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, we express our condolences to all brothers and sisters in faith and humanity. Please keep us in your dua and pray for the salvation of all Muslims all around the world.
فزت ورب الكعبة.